Thank you for tuning into Fire Shut Up In My Bones. I want to discuss something that we probably never really gave too much thought to, but we always use this terminology, and it's he's on fire for God, or she was on fire for God, right? What does that mean? Okay, this program, we named it after the Bible verse in Jeremiah about, you know, the word of God shut up in our bones, right? Have you ever sat down and thought about that? What does it mean to be on fire for God? And that's what I want to preach about today or talk about. Well, yeah, more like a Bible study, I suppose. What does it mean to be on fire for God? Now, when I'm married, I've been married for 2 years. However, we all know that the longer you're married to your spouse, when a man marries a woman and when a woman marries a man, the longer they're married, the more they know each other. They know what upsets them, what makes them happy, their favorite chocolate. My wife likes dark chocolate. That's why she married me. Amen. No, I'm just kidding. But what our wives like ice cream, like born Hallmark, born Sherlock Holmes. You know, I like action movies, old Western movies where cowboys are, you know, meeting each other out in the streets, draw and shooting at each other and stuff like that. And old action movies, war movies, things like that, right? I don't like these new nonsense they have on TV. Okay, but nevertheless, we start to know each other, right? Well, the longer that we are saved, the longer we grow in the Lord, if we're doing what the Bible tells us to do, if we're obeying it, and we get to know the Lord even more. The Bible says that I may know him. The longer you're saved, and if you do what God tells you to do, you start to know God more. Isn't that a blessing? Well, in my life, there are certain things that I think fueled my fire for God. Now, and I know the Bible says not to compare ourselves with others. I might not be, you know, doing as much as the next guy, but there's certain things that God has done for me that motivated and fueled me. Okay, now let's talk about this topic. What does it mean to be on fire for God? Lord, help us. Let's talk about fire. Fire is a representation. Let me make sure my mom's not here parked in the drive because I blocked it. Okay, fire is a representation of vitality and motivation. Some of you that are listening to this program, your big thing was baseball, or some of you, wrestler, boxer, judo, basketball, what have you. When you hear the name of your sport, you get up. You want to do it. You want to watch it. Now, for me, honestly, I only do it. I don't even know who the next best wrestler or judoka is. I like Ono. That's my favorite, one of my favorite judoka. But I'm not crazy about the celebrities. I'm not. I don't have a favorite celebrity. I'm not those that, I want to meet Khabib Nurmagomedov. I got to get his autograph. I could care less. I want to get past a few gates autograph. Amen. But what I'm trying to say is you're motivated by the things that you appreciate. It gives you some fire. Okay. So fire is a representation of vitality and motivation. You're motivated to go play baseball. Right, it doesn't matter how tired you are, but you want to go play baseball. You want to go wrestle, okay? For fire is the oxidation of materials, right? Fire is the exothermic chemical process of combustion. Basically, what that means is you have to have something flammable that the fire can feed off of and last. The bigger the object is, the longer the fire lasts, right? Okay, so anyway, combustion, releasing heat, light, various reaction products. Note, take this down. Note that fire will never exist if it doesn't have fuel, if it doesn't have the logs, the hay, anything that's flammable. If the fire doesn't have it, the fire will not burn. Okay? A fire is only possible with fuel. Now, where does our fire come from? Where does our fuel come from? Okay, remember, I said fire is a representation of motivation. How do we get motivated for God? Okay, that's basically the topic, is motivation for God. That's basically what it is. What does it mean to be on fire for God? It's basically being motivated and wanting to do the will of God. Amen. That's basically what it is. All right, point number one. the source of our fire for the Lord to do the will of God is, we're starting off with Jesus Christ. Listen, if you're not saved, you'll never ever have the fuel, which is Jesus Christ, the source of our power, to burn and do things for God. You know, man, you know, I can't stop watching porn. Only lasted 2 weeks and I started watching it again. Well, you need help. Okay. Oh, man. I started drinking that vodka and that beer again. After 2 weeks, I'm back at it again. Well, you need some help. You need Jesus Christ. Are you saved? You can't live for the Lord by your own power. You need to get saved. How do you get saved? You need to believe that Jesus is the only way to heaven. John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation. Jesus came to this world and he died on the cross for your sins. Your sins has a debt to pay. The Bible says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Okay? Jesus Christ died on the cross for our sins. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. And then you ask Jesus to save you. Romans 10:13. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. If you haven't done that, you don't have the fire source to live for the Lord and the motivation to do God's will. 2 Corinthians 12:9 says, and he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, I would rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. You see that? Jesus gives us power and grace to do his will. There's a lot of verses about Jesus' grace pushing us to do his will, but I'll stick with that verse right there. Romans 1:16. Actually, let me do Romans 15:5. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, that only happens when you get saved, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. A person until saved will never have an inner energy and or fuel a fire for God to do his will. It's not possible. You could only last for but so long. All right. So how do you get the fuel source? You got to get saved. Point number two, fire from God's word. Now, I mentioned the marriage example at the beginning of this program. The longer you're married to your spouse, the more you'll know about your spouse. Okay? The longer you're saved, if you're walking with the Lord, the more you'll know about him. Point number two, fire comes from God's word. In my life, when I want some strength, some power, some energy, I read God's word. Luke 24:32. And they said one to another, did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us by the way, and while he opened to us the scriptures? Okay, these were two guys walking and discouraged about Jesus being put to death. And Jesus actually rose from the dead and is appearing to them and encouraging them through the Bible. Look, some of you, forgive me if being harsh, but a lot of you, you know, you're in church, you have a Bible, but when something happens your way and you're sad, you want to go to the psychiatrist. Have you ever thought of picking up the Bible and praying about the situation you're going through? I mean, to tell me that you don't have a pastor that you trust enough to call and ask him to pray for you and help you through your situation? If you want some motivation, some fire in your life, you need to turn to the scriptures, because these guys were sad. But when they heard the scriptures read and taught by Jesus Christ, they burned within themselves. They were motivated, refueled. Take, for instance, Jeremiah. If you go to Jeremiah chapter 20, oh, I'm already there. Praise God. Well, I'm in Jeremiah 30, but let me go 10 verses back. Jeremiah, he's called by God. He's a prophet over here. It says, if you read it, you go in verse 7. All right, so the stupid king, Pashur, smote him in verse 2 and locked him up, okay, for preaching the word of God. Just locked the man up, right? And in verse 7, it says, here's Jeremiah being human, just like us. He says, "Oh Lord, thou hast deceived me, and I was deceived. Thou art stronger than I, and hast prevailed. I am in derision daily. Everyone mocketh me." Now look, he's discouraged. He's like, "God, you called me to throw me in prison, right?" So he's discouraged. "For since I spake, I cried out. I cried violence and spoil, because the word of the Lord was made a reproach unto me and a derision daily." He's saying, because I preached the word of God, now I'm locked up. The king named Pasher hit me. He's an idiot. Verse 9. "Then I said, I will not make mention of him, nor speak any more in his name." He's saying, you know what? Forget this. I'm not going to preach anymore. I quit. But he couldn't quit. Right? It says, But his word was in my heart. I'm actually on the podcast. But his word was in my heart as a burning fire shut up in my bones. And I was weary with forbearing, and I could not stay. Even though he was discouraged, even though that idiotic King Pasher hit him and threw him in prison, he couldn't help but to do his spirit called duty, his God willed duty, which was preach the word of God. It was as a burning fire. And what was burning in him? The words of God. Let me tell you something, Christian. If you want fire in your life, if you want to do things for the Lord, if you want to be encouraged to go witness to some random person at the playground or at your apartment complex or at the wrestling club or at the judo club, you need to dive into the word of God and get fire for God. Let me tell you something. Some of you Christians out there thinking that you're getting your spiritual food from just being on the bus while skipping your Bible reading. Some of you out there thinking that you're getting your spiritual food from soul winning till dusk till dawn and skipping your Bible reading. You need the word of God in your life to give you fire to do his will. If you're not reading your Bible, you're not going to make it. I mean, everywhere you go, you got naked women all over the place. The whole month is dedicated to sin, sodomy. You open up the news. People don't know what a woman is anymore. That stuff will discourage you. And I beg you, I beseech you, brethren, read the Bible. Amen. Point number three, and I think that's last. Prayer to God gives strength. Look, we need to pray. We need to go to church, read our own Bibles. By the way, you need to be in a place where they open up the Bible. Okay? Not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together as a manner of some is. You need to be in church with a good pastor opening up the Bible and preaching to you. And you need to concentrate on what that man preached to you throughout the whole week from the Bible. Point number three, prayer gives strength. Psalm 141 verse 2. "Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice." Oh, you know what? I read the wrong verse. Hold on one second. I don't know why that was in my notes. All right. Let's go to Luke chapter 18. Right, and we'll close with that. That's the last point. Luke chapter 18, verse 1, it says, "And he spake a parable," that's Jesus, "unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not faint." Okay, men ought always to pray and not faint. Whatever problem you're going through, okay? You know, I remember that verse where it says, "If thou faint in adversity, thy faith is small." Something like that. I have to go to look it up. But you need to pray to the Lord. Okay, don't go to the psychiatrist. Don't go to your friend. Don't go to Facebook. Okay, don't go to your cousin that you haven't seen in years. What you need to do is pray to the Almighty God. You need to go into that book, that Bible, and open it up and pray to God. Say, "God, that guy at work is an idiot. That lady at work is trying to get me fired and lying on me. I don't know how I need this job. What am I going to do? I tithe and I'm broke. Please help me." And I'm telling you, I know the Lord, and I'm still trying to know the Lord or learning more about the Lord. If you do those things, you'll feel the fire from God's almighty power. Read the Bible, be in church, pray, and you'll feel the fire of God. Being on fire for God must start with salvation. That means getting saved, church attendance, Bible reading, and prayer. Because if you're not doing those things, you're not going to have the fuel, the fiery power to do the will of God. So that's what I believe, according to scripture, what being on fire for God is. Let's pray. God, help us to be on fire for you and by reading your Bibles. And Lord, I do feel these things at times. When I read your Bible, I just feel some type of motivation that I can't explain to you. Just serve you, witness to someone, whether it's preaching to someone one-on-one and trying to witness to them, Lord. Oh my goodness, I feel your presence. Thank you for that, Lord. And I wish the same for everyone else. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.